Believing anything is possible. Believing anything is possible. When we believe that we can achieve any goal of our heart, any desire of our heart, no matter how outrageous or how unusual it is, when we believe we can achieve it and we work toward that end, then it is ours. How do you achieve any goal in your life? How do we achieve any goal in our life? It's by our constant attention to it, by our constant awareness to it, by our belief that it can be done. And no, not really, not that our belief that it can be done, our belief that it is done. When we act as though things are, when we act as though things are done, when we act as though things are complete and full and magnificent right now, when we act that way, then great results happen in our life. Great results happen in every experience that we have. Now, are you ready for that? Am I ready for that? Oh, we say, sure, sure. We look at all the billionaires in the world, we look at all the zillionaires in the world, and we look at all the healthy people in the world, and we look at all the happy people in the world, and we look at all the people who are enjoying life and who are finding life to be thrilling and really rewarding in every wonderful possible way. And as we look at this, we think to ourselves, wow, there, but for the grace of God, go I. Yes, and that's exactly true. There, but for the grace of God, go each one of us. If we have the ability to stand forth firmly, if we have the ability to stand forth and know that whatever our desire for ourselves is, it is done. It is complete. It is fulfilled. It is revealed. Whatever our desire is, it is now. Now, can you say that? Can you believe that? Can you know that? Can you realize that? Can you desire that? Well, yes, you can. But are you going to do what it takes to have that desire realized and manifest in your world, in your life, in your affairs? Are you ready? And if you're ready, it means that every thought you have is that your dream, what you believe, every thought you have about what you believe is already fulfilled. Because you live in the attitude that it is already fulfilled. You live in the attitude that it is being done now. You live in the attitude that you're having it. Your visualization, your imagination, your creativity. Oh, we have some of the most unusual architecture that's coming up in the world around us today. And buildings that are circular and buildings that are unusual, to say the least. And they're looking like they're falling off the edge of something. And we think, who would want a building like that? Who would want a building like that? That's not the point. Who dreams that building? They created it and they brought it forth. They had it in their imagination and they brought it forth. Anything is possible. No matter how outrageous, no matter how strange, no matter how unusual, anything is possible. But are you willing and are you ready and are you able to live as though it is so? Can you have it so in your heart and in your mind that you already have it as a reality in your life? You already see it completed. You already see it done. You already see it wonderfully, completely, fully revealed. You can. Many people do. Not as many as could, but those exceptional people who dream their wonderful dreams and believe in themselves and carry it forth. Now, nothing can stop them from their dream. Oh, they'll have all sorts of obstacles that will get in their way, and they'll have all sorts of conditions that will come into their world and try to stop them from doing what they want to do. But that doesn't stop them. They just plod right along and accomplish it. We have on video and Netflix so many wonderful people who have homes all over the world. And we see these homes and we think to ourselves, that's nice. I don't think I'd like a home like that, but that's nice. Why did they have a home like that? Because they imagined it. They created it. They dreamed it. And they brought it forth into being. They wanted it, and they had it. They believed in it, and they had it. When you believe, anything is possible. What is the belief that you would really like to have? Now, simply, we might start with a healthy body. Wouldn't it be nice to have a healthy body? Wouldn't it be nice to have a body that's whole and perfect in every way? Wouldn't it be nice to have a body that is free of all illnesses and free of all problems, and it's just as it was divinely created to be, whole and perfect? Wouldn't that be wonderful? Well, many people do. Many people have these wonderful bodies because that's all they think in their mind. Now, they can be dissuaded from believing of their perfect body by having something happen in their life that causes them to twist their ankle or causes them to have a problem. And as they have this in their life, if they believe it is going to happen to them, it happens. If they believe that they're going to have a contagious experience, they're going to have it. But if they believe that they are the creator of the experience, they are the creator of the imagination, they are the creator of the world in which they want to live, they are the creator, and nothing can stand in their way. Nothing can stand in their way. So if health is one of your issues or it's one of your points, you say, I'm whole and perfect. Every organ, action, function of my body is whole and perfect. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I like me, I like me, I like me. Start doing that. That's the key. That's the belief. Believing is knowing for yourself that this is you. Knowing for yourself that this is what you can do for yourself in your life, about yourself, in every way that you are. And are you ready for that? Why not? You can be ready for that. You can be ready for that right now. And you can enjoy that right now. And you can experience it right now. Do you want to? Do you want to have that as something that you live and are and something that is the essence of your being? Is that something that you believe in? Is that something you think every moment of your life? Is that something that you know is your reality? I'm whole and perfect. I'm whole and perfect. I'm vital dynamic alive. I'm 25. What a wonderful statement to make. I'm vital dynamic alive. I'm 25. Wow, yes, indeed. I'm vital dynamic alive. I'm 25. And as you say that, and you affirm that, and you know that, and you claim that, you experience it. But the moment you say, I'm not, then you are experiencing that. Because that little knot gets you into more trouble than you can shake a stick at. It is really something fantastic and something miserable. Now, what is it you want for yourself? You got to make up your mind. What is your goal? What is your choice? What is your desire for you to experience right now? What is it that is more important to you than anything else in the world? I like me, I like me, I like me. Is that important? Ho-ho! It could be, should be. You can also say, I am living in the temple of the living God. My body is the temple of the living God. Every organ, action, function of my body is perfect. Every cell of my body is perfect. Every cell of my body is a stem cell. It is undifferentiated. It is waiting for my information as to what it's supposed to be. So I tell the cells, you're perfect, you're whole, you're fantastic, you're marvelous, you're wonderful. And the cells take it on because they are undifferentiated. They stem cells. They are waiting to be told what to do. And everything in my life is waiting to be told what to do. And so today, I make that claim for myself. I determine that believing anything is possible. And now what it is that I believe is what I'm demonstrating right now. And that's just the beginning. So I put the cause in motion for me. And I know that believing, when I believe, anything is possible. And I follow through on that every moment of my life. I follow through on that in everything I do. I follow through on that because that's the truth about me. And that's the truth about you, too. And, you know, as I love me, and I truly do love me, I love you. I love you. I love